Blog Talk Radio.
Move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
My everything, my everything. jamming with the King. Exclusive hot new mix.
is yours. The world 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 is yours.
My flow, but they yo, I don't trust the soul. I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you. halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive and leave you. I leave you doors, mount you on the cross, rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with
the King.
Exclusive hot new mix.
Happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. rapping. Imagine you get strapped, imagine it having action. Imagine how you could be acting if you never got the crack. Imagine life so hard, can't imagine it's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life on the yard, I'm trying to get that dollar on some, yeah,
brand new banger.
Radio, don't turn it down. We'll be right back with more of this show, Mad Monday. We got Mr. Everywhere and Sweet Pea in the building. Don't turn it down. We'll be right back to officially start this New Year's off on your Mad Monday. Let's go.
Stay cool like the other side of pillow. Y'all clones, Mr. Smith. Ain't talking Papa or Willow. Crashed in the whip, still cruising out in the rental. When you smooth like this, they custom your instrumental. Palm trees, cool breeze, and just in a cold press, press. I just kick it by the sea in my pelican nest. Need my birds looking fly, put them in a sundress. Papa propagated my player when he took me out west. It ain't complicated, my major key, being optimistic in a major key. Raised by the sea, I just meditate and set free. So,
the sun on my face, stand on my feet, come to the beach. Cold in the heart, hot in the head, cold as a breeze.
It's so cold inside your thoughts, down inside your doraemons away that frost. Drifting away, no cost to get lost. Just me and you in this island that we could survive. And I'm cooling, drifting, cruising, breezy, I stay cooling. Drifting, cruising, breezy like the beach, I'm
cruising. heart, hiding the head, corners of a
race. Holding inside your thoughts, down in like a delay, melt away that frost. Drifting away, no cost to get lost. Just me and you inside, and then we could survive in our coolest.
That was fine at your niggas instead of fine at them niggas snitch. You wore the wire on them niggas, you's a bitch, not from my side. I'm tired of this nigga shit. How you let your chest swell up on niggas when them suckers fly through? You be killing them niggas, no pump. Red flag, you be jailing with niggas at the same time. Making statements, jailing them niggas. Shit, I'm sticking to the rules, back, had it love me. And I'm rocking with no bitches, cause he got him some money. Real gangsta. With some bitches that be looking too funny. Master Splinter, the only rap to post to have me some money. Real funk, my school boys like to buy them joints. If my niggas catching bodies, then I buy to them lawyers. If they don't, sell it to us, then we fucking extort. When my nigga touch down, then I fuck them reward. Real nigga.
Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. You fucking with them suckers on some fake nigga shit. Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. I sat down for my nigga on some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. It's all that's always said for me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip.
Real nigga shit. This that real nigga shit. R&S, fuck what you talking, I'm ready to deal with this shit. In the field with this shit. It's a seal on the brick. I don't be sipping this shit, I be dashing it, ain't no deals on this shit. My hoe get her own chips. That's a real nigga bitch. Nigga, you playing. I thought you pivot, but you in your feelings with this bitch. You was a hunt, you was acting, you was eating, now you was pissed. Got like four of my niggas pinched. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. Shit, I quit fucking with you a long time ago, nigga, you safe with this shit. You a pussy, I should've seen it. I blame myself cause I didn't pace it. You got tendencies of a suck and I should've let my niggas brush. Show me greed and the sign of betrayal and now I'm flesh. You used to be one of them niggas, I get it in four, now fuck. Always talking that they were shit and I believe. Nigga, you was faking, I heard you were ratting, now I need it, nigga.
Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. You fucking with them suckers on some fake nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. I sat down for my nigga on some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. It's all that's always said for me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga shit, real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip.
The PM tape, coming soon. December 2017, baby. Hey, fam, man. This is the mix going on out here, nigga. Niggas out here robbing niggas. Running up on niggas, knocking niggas down, nigga. Niggas is not taking no shit out here in the Bay, man. It's like real motherfucking crazy right now, nigga. Rap niggas, street niggas, square niggas. Niggas is getting real out here. What's going on here, fam?
I said this drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I popped got me feeling violent.
Shit.
talking about I'm tripping. Motherfucking right, I'm tripping. They done charged me some bands. Well, if a bitch wanna sip, I bet she coming out of hand. That bitch, bitch better dance. Fuck a groupie and a stand. Get away from me, blood. I want no pictures with no man. All these hoes up in the air. Now you tryna take a flag. Better knock you a bitch. Get the fuck off my dick. Like a nigga in the head with a champagne bottle. Lil' Brody keep a body in that body going hollow. We gon' kick this bitch off. We're starting to riot. You know I'm open, nigga crazy. Bitch, we violent. This is drink in my cup. Got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent.
If you wanna do them digits, then you might. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. Yeah, niggas standing with me, they on my type. Oh, my.
I met a bad bitch at the strip club. I took her to the house so she could get fucked. The bitch talking about she need big bucks. I pulled out my dick, she couldn't get it. I told her, shake that ass, get some money, hoe. Tell that other nigga where you wanna go. You broke, bitch, what you wanna be a bum for? You got a dick in your mouth, make it come, hoe. Bad bitches get money with it. Broke bitches don't wanna get it. Bad bitches ride new whips. Broke bitch sucking two dicks. And she really don't do shit. The bitch drink too much, she get too lit. Nothing from me, that's what you get. It won't take too long to find a new trick. Bitch.
Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle. I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my head. If a nigga talking things, yeah, that's my head. Big city shit, she on my head. You be talking like you with it, you on my head. If you wanna do them digits, then you my head. I ain't worried about no sucker, but you my type. Yeah, nigga standing with me, they on my head. Oh.
Welcome to Drug Club, this is safe haven. You not no trial, no judgment, no looks or statements. Patrona too short, running Zans or Raven. We with some high boss bitches who don't need saving. Backwoods, this fat, like that ass fool. Her crew run through white lines, Clay Matthews. Try to keep up with her, but the room was fidget spinner, ayy. You a snack, fuck them hating, hungry man dinners, whoa. Off of Grandma Molly, that bitch hit too. Bonnie and Clyde, we taking shots and then whip too. She passed out, her best friend got on the dick too. She woke up and jumped in, stupid lit, ooh.
I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my head. If a nigga talking dance, yeah, that's my head. She think shitty shit, she on my head. You be talking like you with it, you on my head. If you wanna do them digits, then you my head. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. Yeah, that nigga standing with me, they on my head. Oh, my. Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle. If you wanna do them digits, then you might. I ain't worried about no suckers.
Tell me how you want it, yeah.
You for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that, what your friends say. G63 is what your bitch say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, it's out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was tight. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gon' respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
On my way. I be treating you like every day your birthday. Don't want to say with you on your worst day.
I got you on a new level like with first day. When you fell down, I picked you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger, so much ice can push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, tell them hope to wish you luck. Talking relationship goals, it could be us, yup. 24-7 with the 411. When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. So I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
I know you in the
dumb decisions. All these demons around me with my spirit. All these bills piled up in my kitchen. I'm really held responsible for all my siblings. All this made me lose focus. My ex cut me deep, had my heart broken. Safe to say I'm having mixed emotions. Put my feelings in a box and see for them blow it. They say they hurt, we love each other. But I just love the money, never had a budget. Life's a turntable when them tables turning. Whole world against you when you make a earning.
For me, giving up is way harder than trying. Yeah. But you only see a new scammer desiring. I got my own team on my shoulders. Won't let the ship sink just cause it rains. Won't make it sure the drink's never over. Me and you, two things ain't the same.
Came from a snotty nose to the top of the charts. Gang at the Super Bowl, Kaepernick on the squad. They get hot out in Miami, I pull out the drop. And we still rocking the minks in the middle of March. I'm talking Gucci down, you can see print on the socks. Rubber bands all on my money, I'm pulling out knots. I'm talking pimp, haters won't give you no props. But f*** them all, pick up some continue to shop. Big guala, yeah. Armor trucks, Tala, get your dollars up. Cartier, Gaina, snorter line, 20 meters. Biggest.
For me, giving up is way harder than trying. But you only see a new scammer desiring. I got my own team on my shoulders. Won't let the ship sink just cause it rains. Making sure the drink's never over. Me and you, two things ain't the same.
Drinks is not a water for expensive taste. Always about the money, never about the race. Louis 13, 100 grand a case. I just want hibachi on Versace plates. White boy Rick in a Crown Vic. Valentino socks, how I slide in. New Rolls Royce at the drive-in. You need a green car just to ride in. Yeah. Too much foreign. Now watch me money dance. White boy Prince.
Arkansas and surrounding area. Get on down to 301 South Haven Street. Start the Shine Car Wash in conjunction with Buddha Watch. We offer a hand wash with state-of-the-art chemicals. Also, we offer MIOP, ceramic filling plant, interior, and fabric protection, as well as ceramic tire drain.
850-359-5385.
Back with another hot record.
Julia Monroe,
superstar.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court. Let's go. We bout the ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. University, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road, the
song feature on
on the AI
currently
go.
Currently playing
90.1 FM.
Murder One.
DJ CMC.
At Coalition Ambush Radio.
And all over the
follow
world.
Follow Tulia Monroe on Instagram.
At Tulia Monroe.
And check out the website.
TuliaMonroe.com.
Tulia Monroe.
He's heating up out there.
For hip hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
To the homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Mad Money, y'all know what it is. It's everywhere, sweeping in your ass. What happened, y'all? It's 24. It's 24. What y'all feel like coming up in twofold? Yeah, brand new. For you.
I feel the shoes. Shit.
The brand new for the two.
What's going on? Who's y'all online tonight?
Only your Sweepy again. Hey, Sweepy and Mr. Everywhere on the aisle.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Got you loud and clear.
I was just making sure because I got this shit bootleg. My internet went out halfway through the first mix, so I had to get technical. I did the mobile hotspot on the phone to the other phone.
The tricks we have to play to get in the blog post.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Right on, right on. What's happening down there in Flat River?
Oh, just kick back.
Yeah,
watch
the ball game.
Ball game.
Yeah, I'm watching the ball game. That's why they ain't called yet, the rest of them.
Well, they've been mad. They've been mad because the Cowboys won, and that's the whole reason behind everything. Some people get mad and go on vacation when they win. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I don't wonder what happened. I feel
part of life.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
But you live. You live to fight another day.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. That's the way it goes.
I seen Pete and Sweet Pea all hugged up and
that's
stuff.
That's the way
it
goes.
They had the love bug going on. Seen Sweet Pea and Connoisseur Chris all loved up.
Where you seen that at?
We saw the pictures.
Yeah, we seen the evidence. We seen
the
evidence.
We saw the pictures.
What pictures?
Yeah, I just marched right on up until the 24.
Don't worry about it. Don't play like you don't get kinky, because we seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Chip, I've been rocking with this homelessness for a while.
Yeah, what's going on in the
eight? I see something.
Yeah. Oh, now you see it. Now you see it.
Ha
She knows about
my
that
baby.
Picture.
He's sick now.
He's sick.
Yep. He got rained on yesterday. I was worried about that nigga having a damn crisis, but he set up there and then caught a cold.
We'll get him some green tea, lemon, and honey and make him drink it like yesterday.
Yeah.
You always keep green tea, lemon, and honey in your refrigerator. And then when he gets sick, you can sit up there and make you a green tea, hot green tea, lemon, honey, let him drink it all day. When he wake up the next morning, he won't have a cold or nothing else.
Yeah, I got a lot of it. The thing is, shit, he sounded, I don't know, the thing about him, he be around people a long time. You could tell by the way they breathe when something wrong. But he ain't until like halfway through the day, like in the evening time. So, I don't know. That's why I thought he was going to have a crisis. Shit, I be trying to look out for that. But hell, he been doing better than me. He been doing good. So, I'm thankful for that.
What a boy texting that. Are you texting me on Facebook? Yeah, love, what's going on?
Hello? Uh-oh. You know, his phone be hanging up sometime like mine do.
Yeah, we're going to have to get y'all some phones. 2024, we're going to have to get y'all some styrofoam cups and fishing string.
I got a phone. Blog Talk is the problem, not the phone. The phone is the reason why I'm here. I'm using the hotspot from my real phone to call in here. Blog Talk don't accept a lot of networks now for whatever reason. And when I first got this phone, y'all remember I called in here for a week straight. And then they start sending me that message about, oh, you can't use it with this phone plan. They gonna charge you extra and blah, 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 and so, whatever. Something going on, though. The background music cut off, too. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking
well,
me up. Too.
Whoever out there
is. I'm trying to get in. This motherfucker keeps kicking me off. What up, y'all?
Is he kicking you off?
Every time I call, that motherfucker kicked me off. I've been looking at the show. I was like, well, shit, I'm about to just call in. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this bullshit. Because on the screen, it keep on saying, we currently experience issues with our live broadcast system. Our engineers is working to fix the issue. That's what it's saying on the screen.
It's weird. Even you sound funny, but I know who you are because I know your voice. But it just sounds, we all sound a little muffled or something.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with this bullshit. I know this motherfucker needs to give a nigga a free month or two or something on this motherfucker. They should have been doing this shit for a whole month.
Yeah. Send me that contact information. I'll call them and send some emails and stuff because all they have to do once they get the email is go back and look at this here. And I know how to talk my shit. I can at least get us a credit or something.
I'm going to find that damn number because I had found the number because I had to call them motherfuckers and they was wondering how I got the number. I was like, shit, it's called research. But they don't have a number on this motherfucker. Not the way you talk directly. I done sent them, I done cussed them out in the email like 1,000 times. Hey, are you there?
True, you my bro. Yeah, I'm True, you my bro.
What's up, y'all?
Happy True, yo.
Happy True, yeah.
Happy True,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Ali in the building.
How your mom doing, hell?
She's alive. She's doing all right. She just had a... Yeah, she had a little small slip and fall yesterday and broke some parts of her butt.
Yeah,
she said she'll be released tomorrow.
I didn't want to ask you online.
Oh, my bad.
It wasn't nothing bad. It was just, you know, slip and fall. She was trying to cook a little first of the year dinner, you know. And you know how it is when you're in the kitchen, you're throwing this pot and that pot and this pan and that pan, and you're moving in circles. You tend to drop something, you drop it, and you end up slipping on a banana peel, you know. You know, I just hate that I didn't have carpet or nothing from the cushion of her ass when she hit the floor. So she had to run out and reach her head back there. So, you know, I don't think it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because her nephew called her today and she said that she was feeling all right and they were going to possibly release her tomorrow. So, you know, hoping she just, you know, had a small scare and didn't have to do nothing but get a chip of bone out of her ass or something, you know. Just hoping that was going to tell y'all. Well, I think y'all look at my mama talking about she fine. Just know half her booty is plastic. I'm just going to tell you that ahead of time.
Oh, so she just basically kind of fell down.
She fell and it was getting too by the doctor, you know. We decided to dial 911 and not lose it up in here, you know. But, you know, thankfully that's all that happened, you know, they just slip and fall.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, did you call 911 because they can take her blood tissue and everything, too, because that can, you know, hurt you or whatever?
Well, the team was, we did call 911. And they laid the delivery to her to the hospital because they wanted to make sure that it wasn't too serious and they moved her too early or something, you know. So it was trying to get her some pain medicine in her and all that, you know, something to help her out. So I guess they did her some good. She got transported last night, so, you know, they acted immediately. So that was a good thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All it gives me is the injury she sustained, same injury that I sustained. Only difference is she got attention for hers. I didn't get no attention for mine.
But look, though, you see how my face messed up in that picture, right? I told y'all I fell right after Thanksgiving, so I'm lucky to look that good. But when I went to the hospital, I finally found out what it is they've been giving me. So they don't give it to me for a prescription, I guess because I ain't been to a neurologist yet. But she gave me Advan, or however you say it, to stop me from having seizures because the problem was they kept coming or whatever. So I asked what that is, and I found out that is fucking Xanax. So I said, if you mean to tell me I got a $3,000 hospital bill when I could have went and spent $20 and got two pills? Oh, I was so mad, y'all. I was so mad.
I've been pissed off too, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
I ain't had to go no more for that.
Put it out of your computer.
Yeah, them motherfuckers put a dime on
the
motherfucker. They put a dime on the
motherfucker.
You call them motherfuckers, boy. You know, they be wanting you to call them just in case, you know, something is serious and they could kind of low-key treat you in the avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife, I said, nigga, I'm jumping in the car, cuz. Take me in the car, shit. We alleviate that motherfucker with a price right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit. If I get fucked up in between here and the hospital, that's on me. Shit. It's drive fast. You right down the street. That nigga say $3,000 for Xanax.
Man, for real. I was like, what the fuck? I could have got somebody to bring that to me. I ain't even have to go nowhere, probably. And I done went up here to the hospital and then ran all these tests on me and did all this stuff. It's cool, though. I need it. I ain't complaining, but I'm just saying. It was a lot of money when the bottom line was they gave me Xanax to stop the seizures from coming, and then they sent me home when they stopped coming.
Right.
Yeah.
They gave you Xanax for your seizures?
That's the basically what it broke down to, that name of the medication they gave me. Advantage or something like that. But when you look it up, it's another form of it. I was like, it's just some shit.
You want to get, you want to do with that deal that I told you about them seizures, what I sent you that day. Got to help you.
That's wild right there.
Yeah, Scratch was mad about the dang Cowboys winning the game, man. A win is a win.
Oh, I wasn't mad about that, man. They lucky them motherfuckers cheated the other cat. That's what happened.
They didn't cheat the other cats against the Cowboys.
All three of them linemen went up and told them, look, he's eligible.
Yeah, but that's not
the
problem. The problem is the wide receiver can't line up on the side of him like that. If he's going to be the receiver.
He didn't know. The referee didn't know which one was eligible. He didn't know 68 was eligible. He thought it was 71.
The wide receiver couldn't line up there regardless if he was eligible. He couldn't line up there. That's what they've been saying.
No, he lined up. The lineman that caught the ball for that two-point conversion was lined up as a tight end. He was in the right spot.
The wide receiver couldn't line up there. That's what I'm telling you. He couldn't line up on the side of him. He couldn't do that.
They cheated, nigga. That's all it is. Shut up.
Just be worried about when y'all play the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Don't start this shit everywhere, because you know what's getting ready to happen. Y'all
getting
ready to bring y'all monkey ass to San Francisco, and then y'all going to be the only goddamn bowl y'all going to go to is the goddamn cereal bowl on Sunday morning.
So y'all going to go to the toilet bowl when we get done flushing y'all down the drain.
Oh, Lord. All right. Whatever. Do
I
you
hope
need
you
me to call Joe Doom so he can let you know what happened the last 5 years when it come down to y'all raggedy ass team?
I hope your handle works when we shit on y'all so we can pull that handle and flush you down.
Damn mercy. Man, you know what? See.
Happy New Year, nigga.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. See, the thing about it is, you know, I don't know, man. I think you got somebody got to go and find your stash. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to go and find your stash. I'm gonna tell 86 to go over there and tell them to flip your motherfucking mattress like you in the pen or something.
You ain't got to flip it. I got it. I got mine. You just have yours ready when it's time for us to see y'all. You know how we do. You won last year.
That nigga on that. Hey, Miss Everywhere on that shit. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, you won last year. You got your bread last year, but this year I'm getting it back.
Oh, well, whatever. We will see.
Hello, where you at? You quiet, man.
Because he don't want nothing to do with this conversation because he know what's real. Y'all gonna get fucked up.
Really, truly, I can't breathe right now, but she don't want me to talk about something. I want to know why the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader was standing in front of the fan with her titty out. Nobody see that?
She was standing with
Dallas Cowboys cheerleader showing her titty. They didn't pick too much of it. Maybe I just caught a glimpse of something I wasn't supposed to see. I didn't know.
He was
a nice kid, though.
Oh, Lord.
He was a nice kid.
Y'all
didn't see the titty? You mean to tell me y'all could see Janet Jackson titty when Timberlake pulled her titty out, but y'all didn't see this Dallas Cowboy cheerleader flexing titty on his last game?
Nah, I wasn't paying. Man, I don't even pay attention to them raggedy hoes.
Man, that is the baddest bitches in the game, boy. Don't nobody be talking about no fans. The fifth go farther
than the
fifth.
I barely want to see the team. I wasn't paying no attention to them goddamn women. That big ass.
Well, that's usually the way it is. When they don't like the team, they just like the cheerleaders. Or they got some pretty cheerleaders. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But somehow this girl,
Hey, all them Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders raggedy as hell.
He got damn 49 like Bruce Jenner before he switched over.
Ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
Talking about how you used to go with a Kardashian. Talking about I'm a Kardashian too.
All right, whatever. I can't wait to shut y'all motherfuckers up for the next time.
Yeah, that's what I said. Don't sing
and
it, bro.
I'm after that one. Listen, 6 years in a row, we eliminated y'all. 6 years. What make you think this year's going to be any different, bro?
How many times have you won the Super Bowl in them 6 years?
Shit, none. How many times we win? How many championships have we been to? Okay,
so
wait a minute. So let's not talk about Dallas. When's the last time Dallas even got out the playoffs?
I get it. Listen, I get it. You're trying to tell me that water is wet is what you're trying to say. Y'all didn't win the Super Bowl, but water is wet is what you're telling me.
Hey, it's all good. Y'all motherfuckers ain't got out the first round in 6 years.
Yeah, but you ain't won the Super Bowl.
It don't matter.
It's the same.
It does
this
matter.
Is so fair.
Y'all motherfuckers whack. Yeah, watch y'all whack ass getting ready to go fishing again, nigga.
It's saying that the only thing
I wasn't even bringing that shit up. He always bring the water good. Oh, man,
Dallas Cowboys.
He do that shit every week, every day. He going to bring them old raggedy bastards up.
Listen, y'all debate about this shit.
The old catcher gonna get you.
It's all right.
And we got Whitney riding with us, and she the driver.
Hey, look, check this out though. Y'all gotta get at least out the second round to even fuck with us because we are the number one seed. So we don't even have to play the first week. So you just better hope you get past. You just better hope you get past the first team.
You hope the Eagles don't put y'all out.
We ain't got to play the Eagles.
Yeah, you do.
No, because we got the first round bye. They lost yesterday. They lost yesterday. We won yesterday. So that means that we get a first round bye. So the Eagles
right,
might be playing
one,
y'all. So you better hope that y'all beat the Eagles.
We wanted to play them. Y'all had to play them before we play them.
No, we don't. We ain't got to do shit. We going to be sitting on watching y'all sorry ass give whoop.
The second round. You got to play them the second round.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Remember, we got number one on the East now.
We're
so
well,
y'all
going to
play with them before you play us.
Man, I'm about to put your ass in timeout.
Go ahead. Put you in timeout. Because we going to put y'all in timeout in a few more weeks.
Well, guess what? The first week, we ain't got to play nobody. We going to sit there, and you got to play somebody. And the damn, I hopefully y'all play the Eagles, so they put you out before we get to you. Y'all gotta survive the first week.
Have love, play that theme music, that LL music. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Go ahead and play our theme music.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that Charmin cocaine don't mix good together, bro.
When the Cowboys win, I'm gonna play all bad by LL2J.
Okay.
And you drinking that Cisco, and they banned that 10 years ago. Now you still got a bottle.
Hey, have love. If you turn it on, I'm turning it off. How about that?
We can wait 2 weeks. We're here in 2 weeks.
Let's try 3 weeks, because we gonna play this week even though we don't have to, and then we got a bye week. So let's try 3 weeks, buddy.
Yeah, 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Matter of fact, hell, Spoon and Chop It. So then, Sweet Pea even like to listen to it. I know she like her music Screwed and Chopped. So Screw and Chop It. Mama's gonna knock you out. Hell,
I got you.
Oh, Lord.
We're gonna bring it down.
I thought you been drinking. Mama said knock out. And what we gonna do? We gonna
school drink. You sound like you been drinking. Get the hell up out of here. Sticking that at a whole 40 and a fifth. Sound like you had a 40 and a fifth. Get out of here.
Oh, boy.
You know, I know you, man. You know, those ain't facts, though. Your facts ain't facts.
Exactly. If you tune in online, you'd like to join the show, hit us up. 323-642-1597. We are live. It's going down, Mad Monday. Happy True Year to you.
Happy
we are live
year.
In the building, man. Got people everywhere. True Year Monroe. King Scratch. Buddha Ali. We're all in the building. And
in the building.
Right on. It feels great to be on hell, all y'all on, you know, the first of the year, starting a new season.
Oh,
you know,
hell
starting
yeah,
new chapters,
man.
And everything, you know. The bounce off is real, you know what I'm saying? So for you people in radio land who don't understand what we be talking about, it's a lot of inside jokes with us, you know. Nothing serious, nothing canvas. It's all entertainment for radio purposes only.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gonna hear a whole lot of that, you know what I'm saying? We, as far as the football, we always in scrimmage until the football season is over, and then we back to normal. Then we'll find something else to argue about.
Right on. We just take shit for the hell of it. I got some new music, man. I just kind of want to play the song. We've been talking for a while. I'm going to play a couple of songs. Then we're going to come back with more of the story and end it out for the night. So if you're tuning in online, like to join the show, you do have time to call in and be a part of the show. If you're not in and seeing, oh, well, it's over. Then we're going to kick it off again tomorrow night at the studio with some freaking here. Once again, we're going to play a couple of these new songs. We'll be right back. We got some Agent 99 and some SK8. Coming in, Mac and Cheese Factory. We get back to the Mac and Cheese Mondays. But y'all make sure to hold your dick together for that, man. Real still. To see what I'm going to give y'all tonight. Some of this brand new Agent 99. It's called Emotion.
You cannot play with my emotions. then I turn up on my cul-de-sac. Yeah, I'm harder than a bullet shell. Bulletproof vest riding on my coat, yeah. Can't get mad or take me off my fucking character. I stay humble to this shit, it's open, dead and down. Yeah, emotions run high, keeping the gun down. That shit might be homicide, tragedy who rides. Evil holds the key, blue lips, rock the shit. Grenades roll over heat. Drip, drop, cold in the sweat. Can I please the need to be free? My emotions got the best of me. Now I'm locked to the bar, the chain over me. It's the ripples like a bow, it's the motion on the road, it's the battle of the soul, no matter who it is. Emotion rise, don't be where young kids. Emotion on the road, it's the body of a whole. It's the ripples like a bow, it's the motion on the road, it's the battle of the soul, no matter who it is. Emotion rise, don't be where young kids. Yeah, yeah. Emotions run high, keeping the calm down, lifting my be homicide. Tragedy who rise, evil holds the key, blue lips, rock the ship, grenades roll over heat.
should. I will go gangster like some of y'all wish you could. I'm just starting on my finish. You need help, homie, like a team from Menace. Throw your dub up, took a throw your dub up. I had to go refill my cup, what the fuck is up? When you couldn't even place or show, I'm the horse that's pulling the plow. Not dropping little shit, I'm dropping shit in a big pile. Scoop it up and take it back to your spot. Niggas always hate, I don't care if they put me or not. I keep busting like a K, I'ma wet ya. Before you hit the ground, I'ma catch ya. In the place where the bodies lay. If you don't believe, just watch what I say. To all y'all busters, you know what's up. I took time off just to refill my cup.
Louisiana bread, but I'm west side reppin'. I got them in their feelings by the way that I'm steppin'. I'm just getting started, I was chosen to teach you lessons. They're throwing up the screen and saying fuck you to who flew away. You turn your back on me with it for life, you is a throwaway. And every chance I get, I'm gonna shit on you, I'll find a way. Don't let the face fool you, I'll say evil even when I pray. Keep an eye out for you station, watch you slither from a mile away. I let you get close to watch you shed and see your color fade. Mainstream or underground, I'ma say what the fuck I please. Can't too many like me, they be spitting what the fuck they think. You guilty by association, fucking in negotiations. And fuck who you used to be, I'm fucking with who's cool to me. Say X and bitches out while I'm climbing to the top. And I'm starting with you station like a slither in the dark.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
We're here. We're back in the building, man. True West Radio, King Scratch, Will Ali. This is Sweetie, my love.
That's what the fuck I'm yelling. Hey, look, you know some crazy shit I just saw online just right now? The motherfuckers was going around saying the Ice Cube had died.
What?
Yeah. I guess some old fake-ass type was talking about he was sick and he died. And then that motherfucker said he looked on that motherfucker and found out that he died. That nigga's laughing like a motherfucker.
Oh,
don't know,
man.
Why these motherfuckers doing that shit.
He must be kind of rich now. Once you get real, real rich, they start saying you dead.
Shit, I died like three times and I ain't rich.
Oh, shit.
My niggas was calling me, and then I answered the phone. They start crying. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with you? They said, you died. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. I just saw that shit. Damn, and it disappeared. It was on my phone. I wanted to read what it said, but that's what it said. It said Ice Cube. It said Ice Cube was dead. It's trending that Ice Cube was dead. I'm like, hell no. Nah. I probably can't call him, but I could call his mama. Shit. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, but that's
mm-hmm.
Like, but see, they did the same thing with Ice-T. They said that Ice-T was he had died. I don't know. It's just some little punk ass site that just keep putting people like they dead. I don't know if it's because they want people to come to their site and they get views or whatever the fuck it is. But they said that Ice-T died. Now they said Ice Cube. You know, when they said DMX died, you know, nobody didn't believe it until it came up. Trust me, if Ice Cube would have died, that shit would have been on the news all day. Out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker, man.
You know, you're nobody to somebody. Choose you.
Yeah, that's just wild. Yeah, but in any case, man, what did y'all do for New Year's? I know y'all ate good.
Shit. Nigga, I speak off that quarter bologna for lunch or whatever it is. That shit like took me to my grave.
You ain't had no black eyed peas?
No black eyed peas. No chicken, no pig feet, no nothing.
You know, he's supposed to have that black eyed peas.
I mean,
I told him, I don't give a damn, we had hamburgers and black eyed peas. He was going to be some black eyed peas.
Yeah, well, you know me personally. I happen to look back over the years. And, you know, when it comes to eating traditional food, I can't say my family has stuck to tradition. And they've always had some sweet peas and stuff like that going on, sweet peas. You know what I'm talking about? I just thought
don't
I'd say this
no
because
sweet,
it's part of something.
Don't be eating no sweet peas. I'm just saying. That's what
I'm saying.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't do nothing. I cook me some rice. I say, ooh, it's quiet. You know what I'm about to do? Something I don't do that much. And then there was popping firecrackers, and I woke up in the middle of the night. I felt like I was like, Lord, where am I at?
Oh, I don't know why, man, I eat some shit. I guess it just had way too much MSG in it. Cause after I ate that shit, I was out for a couple of hours.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Black eyed peas, I had me a big bowl of them and some cornbread. You gonna eat your cornbread? Yeah, shit, I was out.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been nice.
I'm gonna send my pigeon. Bring some of these goddamn black eyed peas. Them motherfuckers is on deck.
No, I ain't get to do the tradition today. I wonder if it's going to make a delivery so that there's a difference.
Ain't going to make no difference, shit. Yeah.
All the bad shit that happened the last few years, I don't feel like it's going to make no difference to me.
Man, it ain't gonna make no damn difference, cause hell, my shit's just been fucked up for months. And that's probably, that's why a lot of times I don't even call in, cause I don't even wanna, let everybody know what the hell is going on around me. And my goddamn puppy sick, so I'm sitting up here just counting down the days before she go on and check out. Hell, she can't see no more, really, so she just, she got me fucked up, so.
What happened to her?
She just old.
Oh, you talking about resin. I thought you talking about the new one.
Oh, no, Rez is old.
You don't make me sad now.
Yeah, Rez is old. She just, it's crazy. I go out there and I be playing with her and shit just so, we can spend some time together. But she can't really see. I got to, clap my hands and shit so she could come around where I'm at and all of that shit. I just sad. That's my motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? See, if you come in here tripping, I'd be like, get him, Rez. Rez will fuck your ass up. Nasty Katie. So I got to clap my hands and tap her water bowl and food bowl and all that shit. So that's some sad-ass shit to me. That's my dog. But she just old. She just old. Yeah, then now my granddaughter, because she, my granddaughter is a year older than her, so when she was like a little baby and shit, we used to give her chicken and wonder where the fuck she was at, and she was over there giving Rez the chicken and shit when Rez was like a little puppy. She used to eat Rez, so she been taking care of Rez ever since she been up here. So it's crazy, but. I don't know. It's nothing that can change, God's will. But, that don't mean you have to like it. That don't mean you have to like it, and I damn sure don't. That's the one thing I want to forget about last year is all of the tragedies that happened in my family that whole fucking year. I just don't want the year to start off like last year ended. I put it to you like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. You gotta tell me. I finally got some type of little sanity going, normalcy. I'm trying to keep it going in a positive way. Really, y'all the ones that helped me with that low-key, couldn't really talk to nobody else but y'all, so.
Right. Well, when any of y'all got to talk about anything, we always hear, one way or the other, shit. It's just, I know sometimes when shit gets to happen to me, I'm quick to shut down. And I'm going to try not to do that, this year, because I just shut down. I'll be like, man, I ain't want to talk to nobody. Don't come over here, none of that. But I'm going to be a little bit more open and talk to, everybody and let them know how I'm feeling because, that's what people have to do. People have to really open up about how they feeling. I mean, it don't have to be, anything that got to do with death. It's just anything that might be, fucking you up in your mental. You know what I mean? Whatever you feeling, it's good to talk to people and let them know exactly what you thinking and how you feeling about things because, shit, I wouldn't know what to do if I lost any of y'all. You know what I mean? You know, so you just never fucking know. I was talking to my older brother, and you know, we were talking about the same subject, and I was like, bro, he was like, man, I think about that shit all the time. Like, you know, what if one of us go out? You know, thank God I still got my brothers and my sisters. So, but he was like, I don't know what the fuck I'll do if something happened to you. And I was like, hell, likewise. You know, so I really tried to, me and Vince's with a whole lot of motherfuckers who I kind of don't give a fuck about, but I still got love for them. I try to do that at the end of the year just so, you know, it just be something that I know that I made peace with and not them motherfuckers die and I wasn't able to tell them that, you know what I'm saying? No matter if I'm fucking with you or not, you know, I still got love for you. So. I'm gonna get off this motherfucker. I got a bottle of vodka. I'm about to get fucked up. I got
a baby with a bang, my boy.
Yeah, kind of. Sort of.
You know, nothing like Jay, I'm so good with all
of them. I got a couple of things. I got to listen to something truly intense. I'm going to bang that shit because I'm getting ready to, I'm going out with a bang. So somebody get ready to call the police or something because I'm getting ready to turn my music up loud as fuck tonight. Hell, the essay is good around this motherfucker. Got a motherfucker across the fist. The motherfucker boom, 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 boom. Playing that goddamn circus music all goddamn night. I'm about ready to
Screw
in my window.
You ain't got there until the motherfucker start high. Like,
that's
when the border, bro.
Hey, you know.
That's when the border start.
Me and my brother, we used to just fall in them SA parties and shit. We just fall up in that motherfucker. We get in there and we get to dancing and eating their food and drinking. They say, who you here with?
Yeah.
We're like, Hector. We over here with Hector. Oh,
yeah.
Hector, that's the homeboy.
Yeah. And they ain't so
we don't know nobody in that bitch. We don't know nobody in that bitch.
And
who's taking
that
real? Drinking they shit up.
And
he said that shit the other day on here. I'm like, okay, cutting Pete.
I did tell y'all that.
I'm cutting Pete.
That's some OG shit, though. Y'all need it. Well, y'all, we probably too old for that shit now, but... We'll fall up to anybody. I don't give a fuck. If anybody was having a party, me and my brother would fall in that bitch.
Right, man.
If it's a black party, we'd be, we here with Eric. Oh, Eric, yeah, where he at? I don't know. I ain't seen him. I gotta put that shit in the
movie. You should say a name like Chris. It's always somebody named Chris.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Chris, man.
So all races, too. All races is gonna be somebody named Chris in the building.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Oh,
like
Michael,
Chris, you got boys if you a Chinese dude standing there. No, that ain't Chris.
Yep.
Y'all am Chris. This nigga Chinese like a motherfucker. I got to write a movie about it now. We're going to call it Party Crashes. Motherfuckers just be sitting around trying to find parties and just walk up in that bitch.
Yeah.
Till one day the motherfuckers walk into the wrong party. They gonna walk into the wrong party and gonna go bad. nigga gonna walk into a mob party or some shit like that.
So you say you're funny, huh?
But
come here. You're with family,
man,
right?
I'm one of the friends of Don. Oh, the Don? Come on, let's go talk to the Don. Oh, shit.
So you Jimmy.
Happy New Year. What up, Buddha?
Hey,
you know that dude named, Allen that kicked me off of that goddamn, that chat, even though it don't matter. That dude is kick me off the chat. If you talk to him, tell him I'm going to slap the fuck out of him if I ever see him.
Oh, shit. Here we go. What happened? I ain't been on about three weeks.
Because the nigga kicked me off because some nigga kept on fucking with Truly and some nigga named Keith. I told him, I don't like shit. I don't give a fuck if you kick me off or not. Y'all ain't doing a goddamn thing any motherfucking way. That nigga straight to cut me off. And I was trying to call you to let you know.
This is my first time hearing about it.
Yeah, the nigga named Keith Need or something kept on fucking with Trudy, and Trudy kept on saying, "Scratch, don't say nothing because this is getting ready to go way somewhere else." I just couldn't take it no more. I had to say something. Yeah, that nigga Allen, whoever the fuck his name is, that motherfucker straight, he booted me up. I say, shit, it don't matter. Y'all ain't doing shit for me any motherfucking way. Woo, that motherfucker straight cut me off. Then Julia said that you was going to kick that nigga out like about 3 o'clock one day. That motherfucker was still sitting in there with his goddamn pom-pom just cheering his fucking self up. I'm going to slap the fuck out of him, too, if I ever see him.
I mean, let me tell you. I heard about the first incident, but the second incident, it's something new. I hear about it tomorrow. I've been on these prayer beads and this genius. A little bit of Marengo. Had some rum. Yeah. I'm on prayer beads and rum. I've been out searching. I'll be tuning back in tomorrow with Mr. Everywhere. Mr. Everywhere gonna do a special on his show tomorrow. So I'll be on Mr. Everywhere's show tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be back on
Wednesday. Everybody got shows again now? I didn't know that.
Everybody's showing out. That's all I can tell you. It's the big showdown now. It's going down. 24, everybody got a show.
I reckon so.
I missed that one tomorrow. And I think he come on 3 or 8. 3? I think he come on 3 p.m. tomorrow because we'll be on 8. We'll be on 2 West at 8. So it'll be about 3.
Okay.
And then I'll be on Wednesday at 5 o'clock, Trav.
That's what's up. Hey, do the goddamn Thug Dizzle shit.
We just live streaming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what's up, shit.
I appreciate that interview. We did with you that night. That was real good, man. And Mo highly blessed. We got like 450 views.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was just a reflex. That was a reflex stream. We were just freestyling.
Oh, that's what's up. Man, that's what it is, man. We gotta make something happen. Shit. I know
if
one
thing.
You
got over 100 people check out and go to 400, you know, it's doing something. And somebody listening.
Right.
And then if they fucking with Trulia, you know they fucking with Trulia, they really watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I know. She,
You know what I'm saying? I got on there by three niggas. Three motherfuckers called her trying to get love. I said, yeah. So leave them motherfuckers alone. I said, that shit going down, though.
Well, that's what old boy Keith, he was talking about. He wanted to do a feature with her, and then she told him how much.
Yeah, I heard about all that.
Yeah, so fuck all that. I'm like, all right. I didn't want to say nothing. She told me to be quiet, but I couldn't be quiet. I couldn't shut up. I couldn't hold it because I don't give a damn. If anybody say anything bad about y'all, I'm coming to y'all defense because y'all my family. And I felt like if I didn't come to her defense, I felt like, oh, hell no. She's like, no, Scraps, don't say nothing. Then she go, I told you, don't say nothing.
before that, you not hood thing. I'm just a promoter. Shots out to Cynthia. That's Abdullah's sex. She like the vice president over there in a United Hood of Better Hood.
I talked to her.
I don't really X nobody out, but I will report it. But if they give me the say so, that's not my site. I just, you know, promote like I do everybody else stuff.
No, I talked to Cynthia, and she low key tried to make it seem like, dude, I guess that's probably one of her motherfucking main people or something like that. Because I had talked to her about the whole situation, and she was like, oh, well, this, that, and the other. And she, I mean, to me, low-key, it made it seem like Truly was at fault about the whole thing. I was like, man, fuck that. So I had already talked to her before that Allen dude kicked me the fuck off of the damn thing.
So see, I'm going to say this. I don't really know. I know Cynthia through Abdullah. And like I said, at United Hoods America, your boy put that together, big sight. Then Abdullah put the piece together, big sight from Tupac and Martin Outlaw. He the one put that group together. Yeah, so him and Abdullah put that together. And it's like 28 cities on there, 22 now. And it's just a lot of affiliation and networking. No gang banging, no trip out, just a lot of affiliation of music, projects, and so on and so forth.
This nigga was on that motherfucker. He was just going in back to back.
Yeah, if Abdullah was out, that should have been stopped that day the first time. But it's powerful, but it ain't no, it ain't like it's beneficial. You gotta tell me to wear the shit out of you.
This nigga, every time I got there, I'm sitting here, my phone's going bling, 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 bling. He going in on Truly. Bling, 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 bling. And I was like, God damn, this shit don't never stop. Do you ever, like, shut the fuck up?
What 3PA? I'm right here. Flippy, let me fill you in, girl. This guy hit Kim up to hit me up to do a feature. I was like, okay, cool. This guy, he hit Kim up to hit me up because he wanted to do a feature, right? So I waited. Mm-hmm. I waited, you know. I went on ahead and told him, okay, we're going to do a feature, whatever. Told him the price. He wanted me to send the bars before he sent me the money. And I was like, no, you know what I'm saying? It don't work like that. So, you know, I had been hitting him up. But he just read my messages for about 2 months. Like, this happened back in September now. So I was like, this dude sitting up there, everything I put on Facebook, he hearting it and doing all this. Everything I put on TikTok, he goes hearting it. I'm like, why is he hearting my stuff? And he ain't said, he won't even respond to me. So I blocked him, girl. I blocked him. He had another page. He made 4 different pages. So after that 4th page I blocked, I cussed him out. I told him, like, I don't fuck with you. Like, why are you making all these pages?
I blew him down, right? He took every message with me blowing him down and posted it in the group. So that's how it came to the group, girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Then when she called me and told me about the nigga, I didn't know what was going on, but I just know I just keep seeing this nigga named Peep shit popping up on my fucking phone every goddamn day, all day.
But why you put it out, though?
Huh?
You ain't doing nothing wrong. And I said, well, why not put him out for checking him?
I'd be making him feel some type of way. Then, you know, in the group, he just was like.
Tell the truth, then. What'd you say?
My bad. Look,
I said one thing,
and he went on for about 2 days. I said one thing. I said, it's that you ain't even got to pull a nigga out the closet no more. They voluntarily step out. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to sit up there and just argue with no female like that. Come on, man. You tripping. You sit up there and put me blowing you down because you making all these pages, acting like my cousin, Prince. So I got Prince number 2.5 over here. I'm not going to be going through all that. So I text him on his phone. Like it ain't like I didn't hit him up over no social media. I text his phone and told him, like, I don't fuck with you, dude. Like, stop making all these pages. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and go your way. That's what it was. It wasn't even nothing like that. And I ticked him off because he was like, why would I pay you for a feature? So I put in the group, you know.
He's obsessed with you. Let's be honest. Yeah. Come on, y'all. He's really obsessed. Okay.
So, that's when I had to step in, even though she told me not to.
You doing the right thing, Stretch. Don't get me wrong now. You doing what's right. I'm trying. I ain't never say you were wrong. And I know what Trula talking about. Like I say, it was just a network for everybody. But that's what happened when you blow niggas' mind. When you blow niggas' mind, if you put that hypnosis on them, like, you go down. From little down, and you put that spell on them niggas, they go crazy, they go mad.
I'm losing an acquired taste.
I know that motherfucker. I was like, dude. Don't stop fucking with my artist. And then he gonna go. I don't even know who you are. Who are you anyway?
And then
I put on the out and say, will somebody please tell this motherfucker who I am? And it went down after that. Then that motherfucking Allen dude gonna go on there and go, yeah, well, you know, if you guys don't do whatever, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna have to kick y'all out. I say, nigga, I don't give a fuck if you kick me out or not. Nigga, y'all ain't doing a goddamn thing for me any goddamn way. That motherfucker kick
it's
me straight the fuck
network.
Out.
It's a good network. It's a bad people and all of them, but it's a good network, though, to get the stuff out there. Because there's a lot of people looking at that more than you know.
Tell me one motherfucker that got something good up out of that motherfucker, and I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know where you can make some careers, like I made them at high speed.
Nigga, because it all went down to first. It went down because it was me and Miss Finest Wine. She could try to go in on the motherfucker. Then now, here come this old sucker-ass motherfucker. And look, I told him, he was like, yeah, you got to go and listen to this song. You need to appreciate good music. Go listen to this song. I said, I heard that whack-ass shit. How come you only got 2 songs up, nigga?
Like, let him make a fool of himself. Why? I was like, Fred, why did you say that?
Yeah. I was like, you only got 2 songs up, nigga. What the fuck that whack shit got to do with anything, nigga? Yep, that nigga named Allen Rasheed Wallace.
Don't let his ass back in. Don't talk to him.